Blog Talk Radio.
You know, I always say, you know, it's a bad habit. This is stuff like the top of his keyboard playing practice. You know, I'm a keyboard player, and I use it to make songs. You know, not just sing, you know, because I'm a singer, first and foremost, but I write songs. So one way, just the ways I write songs is I sing out a melody. And, you know, that's how you do it. But the other way is to take the keyboard that I was given and write, you know, a melody on the keyboard. It's so fun to do because it's part of the songwriting. You know, songwriting has become a part of my existence, my destiny, unintentional. Because when I first started, I was just singing. I wanted to just sing, you know, and play, you know, whatever, but not write a song. Then I realized it instantly came to play when I work with another person or with other musicians in my lifetime. And I realized that, yeah, we have to create. And enjoy creating is finding ways to write songs. So writing a song is writing a melody and writing the lyrics. Lyrics is so important to the song. It really is. Very important, but without, you know, but it's only one part. It's still music. So the music side, the melody, the sound, or how the instrument, or how what the singer is going to sing. So I've been playing the keyboard recently just to make up melodies for new songs. My own songs, you know, as opposed to writing a song with someone else, which is great. Because I actually do to write with other people because it gives an opportunity to work with other musicians and creators because it makes the whole song worthwhile. For me, writing a song, you know, just taking the melody, making a melody on the keyboard is such a creative focus and it's just a release of energy to make it brings me ecstasy and what I mean is natural feelings of true happiness when I write a song. Now, I'm not talking about writing, you know, playing like a regular everyday song, you know, like, you know, a traditional song or whatever. It's just taking a keyboard and making original songs. Because I made a lot of original songs that I released to the public that I was involved in songwriting. So it's a joy to do. So it's, you know, it really instantly comes where I play the keyboard and one melody comes out, one melody from one melody comes out. It's really a joy to do. The problem I have with is sometimes I get so into it and I make I make four songs and I was like trying to work on it and it interfere with my concentration with other things, serious, important things. Maybe, you know, I had to make a decision because it perhaps was interfering with my, because I am going to law school, so it was interfering because my grades suffered, so I had to concentrate. But the most important thing is that, you know, I had to give myself a break because that's what I really initially came out to LA to do, and what I was, my existence was to be a creator. Creator is sing and write that song and write the scene, not just write the melodies, but involve in some what the music is sound like. So the keyboard is just an example when I play something that I really like that I make up on the spot spontaneously. And then I realized I just had to be in moderation. Because it may sound like off or whatever, but the problem I have with keyboard playing is I don't play enough. One reason is because I don't want to cause so much attention to myself due to the fact of other situations and, you know, peace and quiet. But at the same time, my creative muse and focus come into play where I have to play it because all I think about is music in my head. So my head is filled with music and ideas that comes through not just singing but also writing a song. So the, you know, the beginning of the song is, you know, the intro or the verse. And then I had to figure out a pre-chorus and the chorus and the ending part of the song. It could be the same melodies, 3, 4, 5 melodies or 2 or 3, whatever. That is really important. And the reason why the topic of this keyboard playing is because being creative is so important, and it should never be undeterred. One reason I bring up, because I remember many people that told me, you know, it's a pipe dream, and they didn't want me to study music and stuff, and I'm like, gosh, studying music is a great thing, you know? You can do a lot of things. I was told when I was young that being a star is a pipe dream and all that. No, it's not. It can happen, but there are a lot of musicians who became school teachers, teaching people how to play guitar and so on, but also believe in that dream that it can come true, no matter what age or wherever it is. And I realized that when I stop myself from playing, yeah, I have to moderate and be careful, but playing an instrument is so important because I'm just trying to make a melody for myself. I may use it for a new song that I may be intending to make, which I'm not at this time, you know, with COVID-19 and also with other situations, financially that is, because making music in a recording studio, a professional recording studio, that can make, does cost money, and I'm not a rich person. And I aspire to be a singer-songwriter professionally, and I am one. And I strive, you know, and I have that Hollywood dream and always believe it can come true. You know, I make pop and rock songs, and it caught, you know, started by, you know, a melody in my head, an idea, and it has to go along with the music side. Music is such an important part of the song. Without the music, there'd be perhaps no song. So I needed the sound and the keyboard to start that song. But the other part, which is just as important as the lyrics, me singing the lyrics or the words to the song. But with any kind of creativity, it's important because it enhanced my life. When I was young, I used to always draw pictures. And I drew so many pictures, and I did play instruments, stuff too, but I had so many problems, so much of earthly bad karma, let's just say the dark side of life, engulfed me at a young age where I couldn't concentrate on being a creator. And I ran away from it until too much trauma led me down the path went from drawing pictures to being in music. And I am so happy to... My friend brought this keyboard into my home, and I was scared to play it because it reminded me of all the suffering, all the stuff, and blah, blah, blah. But then I said, you know what? I am a creator. It's part of who I am. I can't deny myself because writing original songs on the keyboard or the synthesizer is so important to the soul of me because it makes me feel good. If I take the creative side away, it would be hard for me to exist. Because creativity is just part of, you know, I'm an all-around creator, you know, singer, songwriter, act, blah, blah, blah. I don't, you know, but really I'm a singer, songwriter. I mean, you know, making music. I've been making music for over 30 years. And for anyone who has a dream or wants to go into music, they should just take precautions. Those who want to make it as a star... You know, the only thing I would say is go for it. You know, go for it. You know, be aware of the business eye. Maybe perhaps learn about the business and have something to fall back on. Because most musicians don't make no money at it. And it's such a hard business. And business where one song or two or one, but the dream can happen. And it will. But for me, I have to practice. Because when I don't practice, I make errors. Like, I was listening to myself play a song that I've written on the keyboard. And I tap, you know, wasn't practicing, and I mess up. I mess up several times. You know why? Because I don't practice. It's important if I want to be a creator, to practice. So I can't deny myself that. Because if I did, I would be hurting myself. But I also have to be aware of the concentration to do other things in my life. But creativity is such a positive thing. I truly believe that, you know, I was brought on this planet to do something in the field of creativity. Because it's been part of me for years. And yes, the sufferings, the, you know, what you call, you know, the dark side of being an artist that have came into play in my life. You know, the poverty, the rejections, the suffering, the toll mentally and physically, yes, it has taken a toll on me. It's no coincidence that 70% of musicians or artists suffer from mental health conditions. It's no coincidence that most of them don't make enough to pay the bills. Coincidence, a lot of them suffer alcohol and drug problems, mental illness, and so on. But I try to stay focused and do the best I can. Yeah, I'm not the best musician, but I know I can write the song on that piano and I can play it. But I had to practice. You know, I wrote a song because I do love you. I got a copyright. It's a joy to make. And I'd like to release that song to you, whether it's an instrumental or if you hear me singing, because I just made it up on the keyboard spontaneously. Because it's part of who I am, creativity. And it's part of that dream, a dream to be me, to dream to create and make a living at it. And no matter what age or time or whatever I'm at, I will continue to try to do it cause, and try to keep a focus on reality because it's very hard. Because I wasn't given that attention or appreciation that I feel I deserve by the industry, but nevertheless, I continue to create. And also do other things, have a life, and try to be healthy. And not be the stereotype, try to prevent myself being the stereotype, the musician who is struggles and have all the problems and issues, and unfortunately there's lots. But for me, I'm trying to stay alive and be healthy. Do it in moderation for me. Think positive and to work on what I need, what I really truly wanted to do, which is to be a creator. And do other things to enhance thyself. Yeah, people make jokes about it, like, "Ooh, why am I wearing these shoes? These shoes are just comfortable. I don't wear them to a party or anything. It's just comfortable. If they torn, whatever. I mean, whatever. Make judgments on the way I talk, whatever. It is their opinion, and it has nothing to do with me as a person. Judgment doesn't mean it's true. And that includes my keyboard playing. I mean, people say, whatever, I can't sing or whatever, I can't play, but that's their opinion. I continue to do it because I want to write that song. But most importantly, I want to sing it. And I want to be happy and to enhance thyself. So keyboard player is important. Or whatever it is, a tambourine or whatever it is. I mean, I remember an incident where I was young. I had a guitar in my hand, and, you know, keyboards and all that stuff, and, you know, writing music. And I had to palm my guitar on Sunset Boulevard because I was hungry. I had no food. I was starving, really starving. And also the incidents where I wanted to buy an instrument and someone stole my money and I starved for several months. But I had to survive. I had to work for people. And like I worked in this bar, this restaurant to make some money and stuff. You know, I went through a lot. And I neglected my creativity at times because of too much trauma. So I had to realize that to play the keyboard or play something or sing to keep stay afloat, because it's a positive thing, and to take one day at a time with what I do, because being positive and making music is a joy to do. So if anyone has an instrument, just play it. It's positive. It truly is. Do it. Do the best you can, no matter what anyone say, because who knows, if you play the instrument, you may become the biggest star in the world, and that has happened to many people. And it can happen to me and you, too, one day at a time. And I say that on a spiritual level, intellectual level, but on a personal level, one day at a time. Thank you from Dove Night.